Galatians 5, 13 and 14. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. And we're also going to read from 1 John 5, 1 through 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God: by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Today's gospel is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you are pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to gather this morning to learn from you, to learn about the burden that you have for us, the one that we joyfully seek to take on, Lord, in serving you. We just pray that your name would be glorified and your word will be revealed to us. Amen. Well, we've all got burdens. Anybody out here that doesn't have a burden? Y'all do? Okay, just making sure. You know, hey, I could learn a lot from you if you don't. There's different types of burdens out there. When I was in the Army, this was our part of our burden right here. Military rucksack. We'd go out in the field with maybe 80 pounds of gear there, everything you need. To survive, basically. All your gear, clothes, food, ammunition. And I guess it'd be a burden, especially after trekking, 15, 20 miles through mud at night, in the rain and the snow, up mountains. Yeah, you get the idea. But it's part of the job. Right, Josh? Yeah. He's looking forward to going back to Georgia this summer where he can do more of that. There's no mountains there, though. But. Okay. So anyway, we all have these burdens to carry. But Jesus is offering a different burden this morning, okay? What do you say about his burden? It's light. Okay, it's not like that. It's more like Maya's first grade backpack here. Nothing to it, okay? This would be a whole lot easier. Whole lot easier. So, you know, Jesus is giving you a choice, right? Carry this or this. It's up to you. Well, with the Army backpack here, again, we carry everything we need to survive. That's what we do. We have to have food in here. Didn't have any MREs, but I brought some bread to represent it here. So, we have to have food to maintain our strength so we can carry out the mission. I don't see any food in Jesus' backpack here, just a coloring sheet, but hey, he wants us to have fun too, okay? He's all about that. He loves kids, you know. And we're all kids. We're his children. He loves us. So anyway, I don't see bread in there, but you know, what kind of bread does Jesus offer? The bread of life, yes, in John 6, right? He's the bread of life. Absolutely. So you got a choice of that. And given the bread of life versus a military MRE, I know which one I'm choosing there too, huh? Okay. Other things we have to carry in the Army is the water. Of course, you got the canteen here to represent that. You got to have it. You can't move without water. And every chance you get, you refill your canteen in the military and to carry extra canteens. You don't want to be without water. I don't know, Jack, you ever been without water in Afghanistan? when it's warm? Yeah. What would you say about that?
I wouldn't want to be without water.
Wouldn't want to be without water, right. Well, we don't see the water in Jesus' backpack here either, but what kind of water are we talking about there?
Living
water. Living water, amen. Streams of living water, right? That's what he's offering. Okay. So far, I'm liking his backpack better. Okay. Ammunition, of course, that we have to carry to do our job in the military. And I suppose in Jesus' backpack, there's a type of ammunition too, but a different type of enemy, right? This is meant for fighting, you know, people. But our enemy, according to Ephesians 6, is not flesh and blood, right? It's not flesh and blood. We fight a different type of enemy, and we need a different type of ammunition, right? That spiritual warfare. We got to have that prayer support. Rather than air support, we need the prayer support when we go into battle on God's behalf. So absolutely, we got ammunition in there too. You just can't see it. Isn't that cool, all this stuff? It's lightweight and you can't even see it, but it's there, right? The bread of life, the living water, the ammunition that we need. And uniforms. You got to carry spare uniforms, of course, so you can change when they get dirty. And we don't have the camouflage uniform of Jesus. Instead, it's the robe of righteousness, right? Isaiah 61. He offers us a robe of righteousness that we can take on. A whole lot more comfortable. So anyway, just a little comparison about, you know, his offer there versus ours. But we all have these burdens. We do. Different types of burdens. For some people, it's a financial burden, okay, where there doesn't seem to be enough, where you're really stretching to make ends meet. But you're here, right? You had enough food this morning. You had a place to sleep last night. God provides. Jehovah Jireh, right? He provides. So we sometimes let these financial burdens, you know, bug us and the anxiety that rises over them. And sometimes it's not even not having enough. It's the fear of not having enough, right? That's a burden as well. And God's all about, you know, helping us with those fears. So that's one type of burden that's out there. Sort of cool we get to lay our burdens on the altar, don't we, right? Yeah, just take them, God. You know, I don't want these. Life is better without them. First aid kit, right? There's a lot of medical burdens out there, maybe sickness and disease, things like that that come along. Or else, again, the fear of that. The fear of that. But we're blessed to have, you know, hygiene and sanitation these days that they didn't in Old Testament times. We're living a lot longer as a result. You know, God's providing in that way. But it is a burden sometimes, the sicknesses that come, and they will. But we can fight them off, right? Other burdens I was thinking about preparing this. Picture of a family here. Can that be a burden at times? Family relationships? It can be, right? It gets pretty complex sometimes. And God's in there in the middle of that, right? We just ask for his help and his guidance, right? He's going to lead us through that. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. When things get tough with families, and they do, in every family, in every marriage, things do get tough. But again, he's there offering a lighter burden, right, if we just accept it. Time card here for many people, their job is a burden. You know, we got to make ends meet. You know, he who does not work will not eat. You know, it says in the New Testament there and everything. But, yeah, if you got the right kind of job, though, it almost becomes sort of like a joy, right? If you really genuinely like what you're doing. It's like you're getting paid to have fun. And I hope y'all can find that kind of career, that kind of job. Or maybe it's matching up the gifts that God has given you to do what you do. If you have the gifts of, like, mercy and compassion, you know, maybe finding a job in the medical field or something like that, where you get to do what comes naturally to you. What God has given you, and you get to share it with others. Or some that maybe have the gift of teaching or something like that, the gifts of administration. There's all these different gifts. Read about them, okay? And again, when your career aligns with that gift, you're just walking in God's ways, and it doesn't even seem like a job. It's a joy. So we have other burdens, of course, that you can't see. We have many people have anxiety or guilt or shame, unforgiveness. All these burdens, some of which we sort of choose, I guess, and others which are maybe imposed upon us. You know, weather, if you're farming or something like that, the weather can create a huge burden, and just the stress and the anxiety about it, right? It can create a huge burden. Financial hard times, your health or something like that, you come under attack, and those types of things, they are going to come. But anyway, Jesus is talking about burdens here, and all these burdens existed in the Old Testament and Jesus' time as well, and the New Testament. There were financial concerns. There were still family relationships that were, you know, messed up at times, and there was a need for clothes and food and water and things like that. All those are nothing new. They've been around. But as I was researching this passage, it says that Jesus was talking about a different kind of burden here. He was sort of getting at the Pharisees a little bit. The Pharisees, as you recall, they were one of the major groups within the first century Israel. There you had the Sadducees and the Pharisees. There was the Essenes off doing their own thing. You had the Zealots that were starting to come up for power. A lot of this thing was happening. It was an active time. There was a lot of turmoil going on. But the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they're sort of vying for power. They're the two well-known groups trying to get control of the Sanhedrin to run things, you know, to their benefit. But many of these Pharisees, it wasn't all about that. It was about serving God. I mean, they had the right idea, the right heart. They were all about serving God. And they wanted to serve him to the best of their ability, to love him with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And they had such enormous respect for God's laws in the Old Testament. 613 Mosaic laws that had been set forth. And again, just enormous respect for them. You know, if you read Psalms, the first thing you come across, Psalm 1, it says that I delight in your laws. I meditate upon them day and night. And when we look at it from our perspective, all these laws, these burdens, and you know, what you're going to wear, how you're going to eat, what you're going to do, it doesn't seem like a delight, right? Again, it seems sort of like a burden. But they had a different view of that because they're looking at, these are the way that God shows that he cares. There are rules and regulations and guidelines that he had set up out of love. When you become a parent, you begin to understand a little bit more, right? When you're young, you're being disciplined, it's no fun, but as a parent, you're realizing, hey, I'm setting up these guidelines to keep my kids safe. And that's what God had done through all those laws, all those commands to keep his people safe. So the Jews knew that it showed that God loved them. But the problem with the Pharisees is they started making their own rules and regulations. And they would make them even stricter than what God had said. It was sort of like rumble strips before the guardrail. Or blah, 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 blah. You know that, hey, I'm getting close to the guardrail that protects me from falling off that cliff. And they didn't even want to get close. They just want to walk in God's ways and do everything exactly right. Because they thought by doing so, that's how they were saved, right? By doing everything exactly right. And it was a burden. Just think, stopping and think every time you do something, can I do this or can I do that? And then they would analyze God's laws, like on the Sabbath, you know, resting on the Sabbath. They would set guidelines to exactly how many steps you could take on the Sabbath. And you couldn't exceed that. So, I mean, they were really strict. But they're actually nothing compared to the Essenes. The Essenes were even more strict. You don't hear much about them. They had their own little monastic colony down by the Dead Sea there. And they did exist in other places too. You'd know them by their white robes if you're walking around Jerusalem. But they wouldn't even defecate on the Sabbath, okay? They were that strict, okay? So, yeah. All these laws, I can understand how they would be a burden. And then it becomes all about the laws, right? All about the traditions, all about the rituals, and not about relationship with God. We've got a God who wants relationship. He wants to know you personally, right? He wants to spend that time with you. That's what he's all about. And when it becomes all about tradition instead, we're missing out. Luckily, our congregation hasn't been in existence very long. We haven't had the chance to create a whole lot of traditions and ways of doing things. And I hope that we maintain that flexibility and don't become stagnant and just rigid in our ways. Nah, not what God wants, okay? So let's just look for new ways to praise him, new ways to give him glory, new ways to worship him, right? Not get stuck in a rut, folks. Amen, yes. So religion versus relationship, you know, we've discussed that before, things like that. But God does tell us about religion in James. James 1:27 tells us, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So to look after others. That's what he accepts as valid religion there. And it should be all about others, not ourselves, right? His burden, he contrasts it with the ones of the Pharisees. Again, remember, they had all these laws, rules, and regulations. And the burden that Jesus talks about, that's so light, we find that in Matthew 22. It comes right out and says it pretty much. Here again, it's the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher,
"Which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." 613 and memorize and follow verses 2, huh? Just to love others. That's his command. It's a command, right? Not a suggestion, not an option. It's a command. And we saw this morning that his commands are not burdensome. So it's said in the readings there. So our command then is to simply love others. That's it. That's what God expects us to do. Is that a burden? It can be. It can be. Okay, face it. There are those people out there that are just plain hard to love, right? You just, you try to get along with them and you just can't. And you come head to head sometimes and maybe they get on your nerves. But yeah, we're called to love them. That can be a burden. But we have to put ourselves aside, right? Put the others above ourselves. They're in the numerator, we're in the denominator, right? One above the other. We've got to put them above ourselves. And other times, just simply being there with others and loving them, just to suffer along with them or something. If they're having a hard time, just simply to be there, a ministry of presence. That is so powerful. And that doesn't even really feel like a burden. Yeah, maybe you're giving up time that you'd rather do something else. But just simply to be there with someone else, giving of yourself. You watch maybe a sick spouse or something like that, or someone in the hospital and their spouse is right there at their bedside, not even thinking about being anywhere else, right? Just being there out of love. Doesn't seem like a burden, does it? It doesn't. So it's all about the priorities in that way. So there are those burdens that we gladly bear, and that's the types of burdens that God wants us to have, the burden of love for others, to be there for your family, okay? That's a big thing. To hand over all our worries. We don't have to have these burdens, all these things that we think we have to carry with us. No. Turns out that Jesus has given you a choice on what type of burden you want to bear, right? You can certainly bear a burden representing all the cares of this world and all the troubles and things like that. Or you can just sort of take it to the Lord in prayer, right? And offer those burdens to him. Because after all, the choice is yours. Want to carry this burden? Or this one? Amen.